It's time for the Blue Raider Sports Network on WMSS. Today's game is brought to you in part by the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, BFW Post 1620, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, JD's Junction, Gingrich Memorials, Middletown Home, With Kids in Mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser Remax Realty, and Black Horse Tavern. Now let's take it out to the game with the WMSS Sports Crew.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Middletown High School Gymnasium. Steve Liedel, Brian Kaiser, Damar Parker for tonight's big matchup in Mid-Penn Capital Division play as Middletown takes on Milton Hershey. These teams have identical 9-2 records on the season, but it's Milton Hershey who is undefeated in conference play. They had a big upset win over the Trinity Shamrocks. They held on in the last second. Keontae Lucas with a game winner with about 15 seconds left. Trinity could not convert. But the end result of that is Milton Hershey is the unbeaten here pretty much at the end of the first half of division play.
Yeah, but you're calling it an upset. I'm not calling that game an upset. I think there are three teams that have separated themselves. And after tonight, we might say just two teams that have separated themselves. Because this is Middletown's chance to be part of that threesome between Milton Hershey and Trinity in this Mid-Penn Capital race. Milton Hershey has established themselves. They've proven themselves so far. They had that big hallmark victory. And the other thing that they've done over the last so many years is they've beaten Middletown like a drum. Nine straight victories in this series between these two teams. Last time Middletown won a game back, and this was January 3rd, 2011 here at Middletown, 64-61 Middletown victory. Trent Zimmerman, 27 points. Jared Daimler, 22 points that day. That's the last time Middletown won against Milton Hershey. It's been a while. They're due, and this is a big statement game potentially for this team tonight to try to even things up and make it a three-way tie going into the second half of the season.
And you look at these games among those teams, you have to win the games on your home floor. Middletown lost that game over at Trinity a week and a half ago, but here they have to defend their home floor here tonight against Milton Hershey.
No doubt, and that's what you always want to do. You have the advantage at home. You're supposed to have the home crowd advantage. And I'll tell you what, the least favorite place of most anybody in this entire division as far as a road location to play is out Milton Hershey. So asking for a victory over there is a lot to ask for, but you have a lot more confidence if you can pull it off tonight.
All right, we'll take time out. When we come back, Brian will talk to Chris Sattell, the head coach of the Middletown Blue Raiders. Again, it is Middletown and Milton Hershey boys basketball coming up here on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbeiner, along with supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory, keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbeiner, not just another funeral home. The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
Brian Kaiser back on the pregame show alongside of Middletown head boys basketball coach Chris Sattell. Coach, nice win over the weekend and wanted to get you guys back in a positive vibe against Mifflin County. Just talk about where the team is right now as far as how they're playing and what you're thinking.
Yeah, it was kind of tough coming off of a couple losses there, and then we banged out three in a row, which is a week that we needed to get three in a row because we know coming up here, three games this week, four games the following week, so it's going to be a tough stretch from here on out.
Talk about that schedule, too, because while it was kind of nice in a way at the beginning of the year because of the football team doing so well, a lot of those games got moved back, and it ended up being a lot of home games back-to-back-to-back, it also clogged up the back end of the schedule. So a lot of games and a lot of guys who are going to be playing a lot of basketball.
Well, that's where we're hoping our bench can come in. We're trying to find our eighth and ninth guy for those sole purposes, because it's going to be a long stretch from here on out. Guys have got to maintain health. Guys have got to maintain their grades. And guys have got to maintain their conditioning. All three of those things are really important, especially when you're talking about February basketball.
Ryan Hughes is getting closer and closer to 1,000 points. He's at 955 right now. We've seen players over the years, you know, feel sort of the pressure as they get closer and closer to that. How do you try to help him as a team and also as a coach to sort of downplay that a little?
It's hard. Obviously, he's a 17-year-old kid that is really looking forward to an unbelievable accomplishment in his personal career. But I think Ryan would be the first person to say you'd rather win basketball games. So if we can beat Milton Hershey, if we can beat Northern 11, if we can beat Steele High, and he has 5 points in each one of those games, he'd be fine. Now, if he has 15 to 20 like he should, then maybe we'll be looking at it at Steelton. So we'll see what happens. It's a great accomplishment, but Ryan has things in perspective, and he does a tremendous job of making sure his team comes first.
Let's talk about the opposing team, because this Milton Hershey team, first place right now in the division, coming off of a win against Trinity, a very impressive one at that, and a team that has been a real handful for your squad over the years.
Yeah, they're very good. Obviously, Baylor Carroll, one of their junior guards, who was an All-State honorable mention, I think, last year in AAA. And then Keontae Lucas drove all the way up to Central Connecticut State this morning and decided that's where he's going to play football next year. So congratulations to him. But he was in J&J's eating pizza when the coaches were. So I was wondering why Keontae was sitting over there. But, again, that's because he was on his recruiting trip. And they're just a heck of a team. They're well-coached. Mark Zerbe's a veteran in this area, has done a tremendous job, probably one of the top 20 coaches in the area. He just really works hard, is a really good guy.
Put this game in perspective. How big is this game really in the grand scheme?
This is a measuring stick game, and obviously we can kind of take a look at it. They're a 5A school, and again, they're a league. They're in our league, but it's one of those things where, you know, if we can elongate some of our offense possessions, limit their offensive rebounds, which tends to be their best offense, is miss and rebound and score. Take care of the basketball. On a normal night, we say 12 or turnovers or less, you can compete. With these guys, you can kind of have a little bit more, 15 to 16 turnovers, but you still got to be able to make free throws, which has been an Achilles heel of ours, and also finish around the basket, which can sometimes be tough with more athletic teams.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thanks very much.
Middletown head basketball, Chris Sattell, back with more after this, here on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown. For more information about joining the VFW Post 1620, you can call 944-3137 or check out VFWPost1620.com. Congratulations, Blue Raiders, from Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
Welcome back to Middletown High School Gymnasium. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser, DeMar Parker here for this big matchup in Mid-Penn Capital Division play. Middletown taking on Milton Hershey. Brian Kaiser, you have the starting lineups for this contest.
For the Milton Hershey Spartans, 9-2 under head coach Mark Zerbe, it's Donye Baylor Carroll, a 5'9 junior averaging 20 points a game. Keontae Lucas, a 5'10 senior averaging 9 points a game. Dom Parker, a 6'1 senior averaging 4 points a game. Jaron Lyons at 6'3 senior at 13 points a game. And Chris Sampson, a 6'7 senior at 15.5 points a game. For Middletown, Ryan Hughes, a 6'4 junior at 17.5 a game. Tyer Mills, a 5'10 junior at 7.7 a game. Luke Marakovich, a 5'10 senior at 14.7 a game. Chris Plummer, a 6'3 junior at 12 points a game. And Trey Leach, a 5'10 junior at 8 points per game.
Opening tip goes all the way to the end line before we get a... They're going to say that Milton Hershey was on the end line. Trey Leach was there battling for the basketball for Middletown. I think it was Baylor Carroll there for Milton Hershey. And they're going to say he was on the end line, so Middletown will get the first possession of the ball game. Mills to Hughes, midcourt, 3-on-2. He'll just stop, pop from 12, and gets it.
Expect the pace of this game to be extremely fast. Both these teams like to push the tempo, get up and down the floor.
Baylor Carroll to Lyons, now reverse layup attempt by Sampson. That's no good. Rebound tipped around, and Leach cleans it up for Middletown.
Boy, he put a big, huge foot on the side, on the end line, and the referee missed it on that play.
Rakovich, right wing. Plummer, left wing. Back across the lane to Hughes. Long two-point jumper. No good. Rebound grabbed by Lyons. Up to Lucas. Cross midcourt. Keontae Lucas down the left side of the lane. Kicks it over. Here is Parker coming in. We heard the hand slap from up here. And it's going to be a foul against Middletown.
Mills will pick up his first, grabbing the arm on the way in. Foul trouble will also be an issue in this game. Anytime you've got a high action, fast-paced game, expect teams to drive to the basket. Neither one of these teams great from the line, though, so that's also a concern.
Lucas driving in from the right corner, kicks it out. Baylor Carroll, long three-pointer. It is good. That's about 24 feet out for Donye Baylor Carroll.
That is three-pointer on his career, 105. He's been over 26 times already this year.
Marakovich brings it down the left side of the court. Plummer over to Mills on the right side. 3-2, Milton Hershey with the lead here. Minute and a half into the contest. Plummer, Leach. Over to Hughes at the elbow on the left. Mills, backdoor cut, puts it up, no good. Gets his own rebound. That put back is no good. And Lucas gets the rebound for the Spartans. They'll bring it up, gets around Mills, down into the corner to Lyons, and he is going to step on the sideline.
Those are the type of the other end, though, Steve. If you're Tyre Mills, and you get a wide-open look like that underneath, you've got to convert. Even use the glass just a little bit too strong. I think he was so surprised he was so wide open after a good back screen underneath got him clear.
Mills in the backcourt. Bad pass, tip back. Marakovich has to pick it up. Now it's going to be Plummer at center circle as they cross the timeline. Plummer to the top of the key. Drives down a lane to the bucket. Up and good.
His offensive game has really elevated, especially since that Spring Grove game.
There's Hughes knocking a pass out of bounds as they're trying to get two lines along the sideline right in front of the Middletown bench.
Plummer had 27 in that Spring Grove game and has been an explosive player for this team ever since.
Taylor Carroll got caught in the air and tripped. He's going to be called for the travel. He just hopped up and left the floor with the pivot foot.
He get caught in the air. Yeah. The one thing you tell any point guard not to do not leave your feet.
But then he makes up for it with the steal, going to the bucket, no good, though. Rebound put back up, no good, but a foul going to be called against Middletown, and that's going to be number two on Tyre Mills.
And that becomes important because as far as on the Middletown bench, what does that do matchup-wise? And what it does is it means that Michael Mattis will come in the game. So a front court player for a back court player and against a team that likes to press like Milton Hershey, we'll see how this affects things.
Darren Lyons at the line. And basically, if it's not Donye Baylor Carroll at the line,
they're about 50%.
Yeah, pretty much 50. Second one also no good. So Lyons 0 for 2. Middletown the rebound. Mattis gets it. Up court it goes to Trey Leach. Right wing. Circles around to the foul line. Over to Plummer. Thought about the three. Now he'll kick it back out. Marakovich, he'll take the three. No good. Rebound. Baseline. It's Lucas. He'll get it up court. Parker gone in from the right wing. To the bucket. Puts it up. No good. Rebound is Lucas. He will put it up. That's no good. Rebound loose on the floor. And they're going to call Hughes out of bounds. Touching the ball.
Couple easy misses, though, on the inside for Milton Hershey, but because of just enough traffic and also some good non-pressure from Marakovich, contesting but not contesting a layup, and that allows Middletown to keep that ball out of the basket somehow.
Lucas to Lyons. Baylor Carroll tries the three. It is good from the right wing. He has all of Milton Hershey's points here, and they lead it 6-4. Leach breaks the pressure into the front court. Left wing, driving to the bucket, puts it up, no good. Rebound is by Milton Hershey again. Lyons will bring it down. Right wing goes down the side of the lane, and he's going to be fouled by Middletown.
They're going to get Mattis for this one. He reached in from the backside of the play. Ooh, no, they're not. They're going to get Marakovich instead. I'm surprised.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Mattis as well.
Especially where he was pointing initially, because Mattis definitely reached in from the side, but Marakovich also was slightly in front, but not completely. Not a problem. Lyons is throwing up bricks from the line.
0-for-3 as he misses the first. Second one on the way. That one is finally good. 7-4, Milton Hershey by 3. Raiders with the basketball against the pressure here from Milton Hershey. Leach will break it into the front court. Now he's double-teamed, gets it out to Plummer, center circle, back over to Leach. Now Milton Hershey settles back into their base defense and will have a hand check up front. That's going to be Donnie Baylor Carroll with the foul.
And remember, a year ago, Baylor Carroll, I know one of the games last year, got in foul trouble, but he scored a grand total in two games of 7 points and ended up being honorable mention All-State a year ago. So Middletown found a way to stop him a year ago. So far, already 2 threes in this one.
Plummer, long two-point shot, no good. Rebound goes to Lucas, and he fires it down court. Lions would have had to be about 8 foot to get that one.
Going to be interesting to watch Lucas after that recruiting trip up to Central Connecticut State today, coming back at the same time. How fresh is he going to be, or will he end up being a little leg weary as the day goes on?
Leach, top of the key, over to Mattis, right wing, Hughes. Now Leach going down the left side of the lane, gets it stripped away, somehow gets it back, puts it up, no good. Rebound loose on the floor. Leach again, no good. Rebound, Plummer had his hands on it, it's loose on the floor, and finally Baylor Carroll comes away with it. His pass is going to be tipped and knocked out of bounds by Hughes, and it'll be Milton Hershey basketball.
I'll tell you what, if these two teams could make shots up around the basket, and the little layups, little peep shots on the inside, this game would be up around 15 all. Instead, what we've got is a 7-4 game, and both teams really struggling to find offense.
And now it's pass. Baylor Carroll try the three. It is good. His third three of the quarter, and it is 10-4. Down court, Middletown trailing by 6. Leach has it top of the key for the Blue Raiders. Go to Hughes, elbow. He'll turn, goes to the bucket, and he is going to be fouled before the shot.
That's a hand check against Lucas, and it's one that actually helps the Spartans because that was going to be a wide open lane for Ryan Hughes. A great move with a jab step to get by him.
So Middletown to inbound. They get it in. Marakovic, elbow, jumper, no good. Rebound is by Anthony Braxton, who just checked in the game. Now Middletown steals away. Hughes to the bucket, passes it over to Plummer, puts it up and in.
Unselfish basketball right there, and also forces a timeout from Milton Hershey.
It's the 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here with 3:13 left to play in the opening quarter here. Milton Hershey leading Middletown by a score of 10-6.
We got a full week of basketball for you here, too, on WMSS. It's tomorrow evening, doubleheader of LVC men's and women's basketball as they take on Messiah over at Anvil. 6 o'clock men's, 6 o'clock women's, 8 o'clock men's. Then on Thursday night, it'll be the Middletown boys taking on Northern Lebanon at a 7:30 approximate start time at Northern Lebanon, and then it'll be the doubleheader on Friday, girls and boys over at Steel High.
Baylor Carroll gets the inbounds pass, dribbles it off of his ankles, trying to deal with the pressure from Trey Leach, and it goes out of bounds. Middletown will get possession of the basketball.
Leach has been a dogged defender so far in this game against Baylor Carroll.
Inbounds pass, floated high over to Hughes in the corner. Reverse layup, though, as he drives baseline, puts it up and in.
Confident move from Ryan Hughes. He's got 4.
Spartans bring it up the court. Braxton stops the dribble. Now looking for somewhere to go. Finally, he gets it to Lyons all the way over in the left corner. Circles in, and he's going to be called for the travel. An elbow got up in the face of Hughes, but they call him for the travel.
He's fortunate for that reason, Steve, that the elbow was not seen before the travel was, because that would have been his second. The one thing you will see a little bit more of, I think Milton Hershey has a little bit more bench depth at this stage in the season.
Yeah, Rodriguez checks into the game for the first time for the Spartans. Comes Leach up the floor. Gets it to Truesdale along the baseline. Now a pass into no man's land. Leach runs it down, though. Gets it to Mattis. Touch pass over to Plummer. He gets it along the baseline. Hughes, Mattis, bucket. It's good. It was a ragged play from start to finish. But Middletown gets the bucket, and they've tied it up at 10. Here comes Baylor Carroll down the lane. His pass is going to be tipped and then knocked out of bounds by Jelani Licorice, and Middletown will have it.
The difference in the passing is that Middletown, with good spacing, allows themselves, even on bad passes, to still have an out. Milton Hershey had none. It was too close of quarters.
Hughes drives into the lane, no good. Rebound, Milton Hershey up the floor. Comes Braxton. He'll stop. Pop, no good. Rebound, Hughes, and he's going to get fouled by Rodriguez.
And Leach was, a lot of people would say over the back on that one. But the thing was, he had the better position, and he leaped. And as he did, Rodriguez moved into him, and that's why the foul was called. And quickly, we've got three fouls apiece here in the first quarter.
Rakovich brings it up the floor, gets by the pressure, down into the right corner. Mattis on the wing, Hughes, foul line, he stutter stepped and was going to be called for the travel.
He had so many things going through his mind that time. He wanted to pass, he wanted to drive, and sort of get caught in between all of them.
The bounce pass goes to nobody.
If he's not shooting a three right now, Baylor Carroll is not making good decisions on the floor.
Yeah.
Making a lot of poor passes, dribbling situations, and defensively is really getting beat to the spot.
Inbounds pass play went to Hughes there. No good, though. Rebound. Baylor Carroll going the other way. He'll put it up and in at the other end. And Baylor Carroll with 11. Milton Hershey leads 12-10. Hughes across midcourt for Middletown. Stop. And he fires a pass off of Milton Hershey player's head, but it goes into the middle of the floor, and it's picked up by Parker, and we'll have a foul called against Middletown.
Not the worst foul against Plummer, as they had numbers at the other end. In case you were wondering about Donye Baylor Carroll's high total in a game so far this season, that would be 31 in their first meeting against West Perry this season. He is well on his way to a number that will be close, if not eclipse that.
Mounts pass gets to Rodriguez. Now Keontae Lucas, who just checked back in, has Lions. Now down along the baseline, Sampson across to Lucas. He'll try the three. That's off the mark. Rebound. Mattis in position, but loses it. Now it's loose on the floor. It is going to be picked up by Rodriguez, and we will have a foul called again against Middletown.
That'll be against Truesdale, his first. Now the team's fifth overall. Leach will return in place of Ryan Hughes to give him a breather towards the end of the quarter. Middletown been running a lot of the offense through Hughes. That is not surprising, because of his abilities as a versatile player inside and out.
Lucas goes into the paint, gets it stripped away, but runs down the rebound and saves it for the Spartans. Lucas with it on the right wing. He drives in, finds some space, and gets to the bucket up and good.
So much attention being paid to Baylor Carroll that a lane was open and no help defense available.
Marakovich gets in some trouble, but he's going to be fouled by Lucas looking for the steal at midcourt. So Keontae Lucas will pick up his second foul. And Braxton will come in, but he'll come in for Baylor Carroll instead.
That's just number one against him, Steve.
So
Rodriguez had the other one.
Yeah, the other foul was assessed to somebody else.
Yeah.
So Middletown with the basketball. It's Plummer at the elbow. Cross to Marakovich, right corner. Mattis, baseline. Comes back out to Rakovich, but it's tipped, stolen away. Up court it goes, Rodriguez to the bucket, up and good. 16-10 is the score. Middletown has 26 seconds to go in the quarter. Plummer dribbles into the paint, dishes it off to Mattis. His shot is going to be blocked and knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, blocked out by Lyons. That's because Mattis was sort of leaning back as he came towards it. Could not really extend the way that a 6'7 guy you would want him to be able to, that because his angle was just a little off the pass from Plummer.
Jay leads at center circle. Mattis. Now it's Marakovich, top of the key. Looks at the clock. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Leach off a screen. Bounce pass Marakovich. Wide open. Three-pointer on the way. Bullseye! Nice play from the Raiders at the end of the first quarter to get Marakovich for an open three, and he nails it. So we'll take timeout. Our score after one quarter of play, it is Milton Hershey 16, Middletown 13. Back after this on the Fager Finkelbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor. Spartans start the second quarter with the basketball. It's Baylor Carroll with it on the left side as they have a three-point lead here going in the second frame. There's a floater down the lane, up and in. A nice touch from Donnie Baylor Carroll. He has got 13. It is 18-13, Milton Hirsch. Leach dribbles it off of his leg. It's loose on the floor. Leach picks it up. He's got to get in the front court. Does so with a pass to Hughes. Hughes on the right wing. Back to Leach at center circle. Couple dribbles. Now he'll step over to the left side. Marakovic open for three. He'll take it again. He got it again.
All you need is you get that three-point shooter a clean look, and all of a sudden they've got that rhythm. They feel those fundamentals working.
Rodriguez, foul line. Not dribbling. Now one dribble back to Lucas. Lucas right wing goes through the traffic, high off the glass, and good.
Great recognition of the shot blocker. Hughes was coming over from the backside, and Lucas saw him and lofted it nice and high off the glass.
Tyre Mills dribbles away from the pressure. Down the lane. Leach off the glass and good on the right side underneath.
Well, Leach is feeling the effects of that at the end. He is a little shaken up.
Going to have a foul called at the other end. No, they're going to call the travel. Lions, they're going to call him for steps. I was wondering if they were going to call him for the offensive foul.
I'm more concerned right now with Mills, who is at the end of the Middletown bench. Yeah. Truesdale comes out. Looks like a dead leg. He's reaching at that upper thigh area, and it just all of a sudden, after he made that move, just pulled up lame.
Raiders with it. Hughes, center circle. Top of the key. Going down the lane, and it's going to be a foul reaching somewhere.
That's Lucas, and he's upset about it because he thought it was clean. Bottom line is, he's behind the play, and he didn't catch it clean.
Leach, top of the key, and he traveled with it.
No question.
Milton Hirsch ball as Tyre Mills is now going back underneath into the locker room.
The locker room area, because I think the main thing they're going to do is they're going to see if they can get him stretched out and also have him be able to run this one or walk this one off. You don't have room at the bench area, so you have to do that. You do take him underneath.
Braxton up the floor. Sampson now back over to Braxton. Braxton off a screen going down the right side of the lane in no man's land. Lost it. Hughes comes away with it. 3-on-2 if they hurry. Hughes to the bucket. Lays it off the glass and in.
Now, there's never a passing lane, so Hughes did what he had to. Took it to the glass himself.
6 minutes to go in the second quarter. We're tied at 20. Braxton, Baylor Carroll with the elbow jumper. That's no good. Leach the rebound for Middletown. He will settle things down and walk it down the floor. Cross midcourt, top of the key. Spins around down the lane. Puts it up and in, but they are going to call a foul against Donnie Baylor Carroll. That'll be his second.
And he has not come out of the game yet. With 5:42 left to go in the first half, even though it says first quarter as far as the scoreboard's concerned here, but there's still that much time left to go. I would be surprised if he doesn't see a little bit of bench time.
Truesdale tries the three. That's an air ball. Rebound is by Lions. Quickly down court. They tried to get it to Sampson. It goes off the rim, actually, the pass does, and Milton Hirsch able to keep possession as Parker runs it down. Baylor Carroll go over on the left wing, fires it down to Sampson along the baseline, and Truesdale is going to be called for a foul, trying to poke it away.
And with Mills not available right now, and now Truesdale with two personal fouls off the bench, David Alcock potentially becomes an important player. He's set to check in down at the scorer's table.
Foul for a free throw for Sampson is no good. He's another one of the 50 boys here at free throw line for Milton Hershey. Sampson's 51%. Lyons is 52%. Parker is 53%. And Carrington Smith, a guy who we haven't seen yet off the bench. He's at 53.
But you get Sampson, who averages 15.5 points a game. He's not scored in this one. And it's not that he can't score in a big game. He had 26 in their win against Trinity.
And Bricks the second one as well, and a rebounding foul called against Jaron Lyons.
That'll be his second. Now you got Baylor Carroll, Lucas, and Lyons, all with two personal fouls for Milton Hershey. And I think at this point, Coach Mark Zerbe has to talk to his guys about that specific situation. He's got some key guys with some foul issues.
Full timeout. We'll step out as well. 5:22 left to play in the first half. It is Middletown and Milton Hershey tied at 20. Back after this on a Fager Finkelbauer Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
.522 left to play in the first half here from Middletown High School Gymnasium. Middletown, Milton Hershey tied at 20. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser, DeMar Parker here. Owen Hedder back at our WMSS studios tonight. Again, we've got LVC basketball for you tomorrow night. Women's and men's, 6 and 8 against Messiah. And then Middletown against Northern Lebanon at Northern Lebanon on Thursday night. And then Middletown girls and boys at Steele High, 6 and 7:30 on Friday.
First varsity trip to the line of the season for David Alcock, who's a good foul shooter overall.
But he misses the front end of the one-on-one, but Truesdale gets the rebound. Back to Marakovich for three. In and out. Rebound. Alcock gets it. Back to the bucket. Up and good.
Great follow that time by Dave. That's a place where I think his ability to handle the ball and also look to score will be helpful for them.
And a blocking foul against Alcock at the other end as Sampson was dribbling with it on the wing.
I believe the words, "That's okay, it's not Baylor Carroll," come to mind. Because
yeah,
it's going to be a one-on-one opportunity. It may be the team that misses less foul shots that ends up winning this game at the end, especially if the whistles continue to come.
There's a missed free throw from Sampson, and Truesdale the rebound.
1 for 7 now is Milton Hershey from the line.
Leach, Marakovich, he'll try the three. It was partially blocked, but Marakovich gets the rebound, and he puts it back up and in. A 12-foot baseline jumper, and it's 24-20 Middletown.
Youngsters, that's why your coaches always tell you, follow your shot.
And Baylor Carroll let the dribble get away from him at the top of the key, and they call him for the carry because it went way up over his head.
And he would have been fine if he would have followed his normal instinct, which is when that ball got up high in the lane, you just take that thing up and shoot it. He tried to take it in.
Tyron Mills back in the game for Middletown. He must have been able to walk off whatever he had going on there. He was across midcourt. Almost got it stolen away, but Leach, Alcock in the right corner. He'll give it to Plummer. Elbow jumper. That's no good. Rebound on the backside. Only Keontae Lucas is there. Long downcourt pass, and Sampson is safe from going out of bounds. Gets into the Lions. He backs his way underneath the low block. No good. Rebound put back again by Parker is no good. Gets it again, no good. And rebound finally cleared by Mills. It was tipped to him. And Mills across midcourt for Middletown.
Almost inexcusable to miss all of those.
Mills down the lane, puts it up and in, and gets fouled.
Welcome to the circus, ladies and gentlemen, because that is the definition of using the arc and the glass. A little kiss off the glass for two.
And the Raiders,
it's a great run for them.
Yeah, 13-2 or 10-0, however you want to look at it.
I'll take the 10-0 because it's been Middletown attacking the paint and Milton Hershey missing foul shots and, I mean, let's face it, peep shots on the inside.
Mills misses the free throw. Rebound by Milton Hershey. The foul, by the way, was Jaron Lyons, his third. Here's Rodriguez from the corner. That's no good. An air ball rebound is by Leach. Saved it from going out of bounds. And here comes Hughes. Hughes across midcourt. He stands near center circle, sets the offense, goes right down the lane, tries to put it up, and he will fall hard to the floor as he gets bumped. Take a guess as to who this is going to be against.
It's going to be Parker, but I'll be honest with you. He got bailed out that time. He was out of control, had no one to go to, and does what a shooter instinctively does in that situation. Throw the ball up towards the glass, hope that you get some contact, and he did.
Ryan Hughes at the line. First shot is good. 7 points for Ryan on the evening. Again, he came into the game, I think, what, 9.55?
Yeah, 9.55 was what he had coming in. If he stays around his average, good chance it'll be Friday night.
Second shot on the way. That is good. Hughes, a pretty good free throw shooter, 75% on the year.
But Middletown has two of those guys. Marakovich is a good foul shooter, and so is Hughes, as compared to Milton Hershey, who has one.
Yeah. 28-20. Raider lead is 8, as it is a 12-0 run here for Middletown. Parker will go down the lane, puts it up, and he'll end said run with a shot off the glass and in. 28-22. Middletown's lead is 6.
Somebody's got to cut him off sooner. He was allowed to dribble all the way in, and by that time it's too late.
Mills will dribble to the elbow and get fouled.
This might be Lucas's third. Nope. They're going to get Parker instead on the other side. Lucas was looking because he's the guy who looked like he poked it free from behind. And they ended up getting Parker on it.
So it's going to be Tyre Mills at the line. 0 for 1 tonight. 53% on the season. First one on the way. Well short. No good.
Middletown now 2 for 5 from the line. Milton Hershey 1 for 7. And coaches everywhere cringing.
Yep.
And don't think both these teams don't spend plenty of practice time trying it.
Second shot from Mills, also no good. Rebound. Sampson gets it up court. Parker underneath to Licorice, no good. Rebound cleared by Middletown. Here comes Marakovich over the midcourt stripe. Pass it off to Mills, center circle. 3 minutes of play in the first half. 28-22, Middletown leads by 6 here over Milton Hershey. Rakovich, top of the key. Goes down the lane, kicks it out. Plummer, corner, 3 on the way. No good. Rebound is going to be controlled by Milton Hershey. Here comes Lucas up the floor. Going around Mills, and Mills poked it away out of bounds. It'll be Milton Hershey basketball. Timeout, 30-second timeout. Called by Chris Sattel. Just to talk about a few things here. Again, 2:43 left to play in the first half here. It's Middletown 28, Milton Hershey 22. Important game for Middletown. If they want to win this division, they need to win this game tonight.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. It's a bigger game for Middletown, although if you're Milton Hershey, this is your opportunity to stay ahead of everybody else. You already have the win against Trinity. Now if you can win this game, you have cemented yourself as the team with the bullseye in the second half of the season. A loss in this game by Milton Hershey, all of a sudden it's that three-way tie, and then it's anybody's ball game. Remember that the one team that really has been playing well lately is Steele High. Middletown sees them on Friday night. So they are still a player as far as a dark horse to mess some things up for somebody.
Lucas, top of the key, comes over to Carrington Smith. He'll take the three. It is good from the right side. Carrington Smith's first action off the bench. He gets it and fires up the three, and it's good.
That is his second, just his second three-point basket made of the season.
Here comes Mills down the lane. Lost it, but gets it back. Kicks it out. Trey Leach spots up for three. No good. Rebound loose, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Milton Hershey as Baylor Carroll ended up touching it while he was laying on the sideline. I think Milton Hershey will let Trey Leach shoot threes all day. Inbound pass gets to Marakovich. No good, but Plummer gets the rebound, puts it up and in.
You say that, but it was a very good shot from Leach. It just did not go through.
Baylor Carroll almost lost his footing. Now comes over to Smith. Bounce pass to Sampson. Baseline, works his way out to the wing, and we've got a foul called away from the ball.
And that's Plummer trying to make sure that the big guy couldn't get any closer. It'll be his second, and while there's really no danger, you wouldn't think right now, of any scoring, because Sampson back to the line where he also has thrown up quite a few bricks.
Yeah,
Plummer has to come out, and Mike Mattis has to come back in.
And it's a 1-1. So, front end of it. That's a big old brick. Rebound is by Tyre Mills. He'll bring it down, dumps it to Leach, and tries to get it back to Mills, but he was too far underneath, and it's going to be Milton Hershey basketball.
Spacing on the fast break is so important, and when you're in too close of quarters, it brings your defensive man closer to the play. It also makes that pass much more difficult to handle. Bad spacing threw that one off.
There's a pass down in the corner. Carrington Smith has to run it down before it goes out of bounds. He'll come across now. Pass is tipped by their own man, but Jaden Young able to collect it. Keontae Lucas to Young. Over to Licorice. Back to Young. He goes down the lane, and Mattis blocks it from behind. Hughes gets the rebound. He'll bring it across midcourt. Stops. Passes it to Marakovich. He'll spot up the deep three. It's good.
He basically looked at that one and said, I'm in shooting rhythm here. Yeah, I'm a little whatever. I'll just take it. Third three of the game for Marakovich.
33-25. Raider lead is 8. Sampson in from the wing on the right. Over to Smith. He'll take the deep three, and it is good.
All of a sudden, a new three-point gunner has arrived in Carrington Smith.
33-28. Raider lead is 5. Trey Leach. Mattis now between the circles with 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Mills. We'll see what Middletown tries to do here. They're going to try to hold for one.
I'll be honest with you. I think they're going to, but I'd love to see Hughes especially dribble penetrate here, especially with the foul trouble that Milton Hershey has.
Marakovich circles around. Back to Hughes. 20 seconds on the clock. Milton Hershey is putting some pressure on.
They're trying to get the ball specifically out of Hughes' hands.
Marakovich, Mills, 8 seconds to go. Mills comes to Hughes, going down the lane, puts it up, no good, and they're going to call a blocking foul as Hughes took the right angle to get by the defender, Jelani Licorice. But just enough contact. Licorice falls to the floor, but he gets the personal.
And he was completely stationary, but the bottom line is he was so far underneath the basket, and because Hughes came to the side, that when he leaned over just a little bit to try to get that contact, it forces the foul on Licorice.
First shot at the line is good.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. To me, that's a no call. But yeah, that's why you dribble penetrate. You've already established with this crew that they're going to call contact, and they've called a lot of it.
Second shot, no good, but Hughes gets the rebound, puts it up and in at the buzzer. A lazy rebound by the Spartans, and Hughes saw it was short. He was looking at it the whole way and runs it down and puts it in at the halftime buzzer. So we'll take timeout. Our score at halftime, it is Middletown 36, Milton Hershey 28. Back on the halftime show after this, here on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, pet markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
The Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972. The Blue and Gold Club will hold its annual dinner dance Saturday, January 21st from 6 to 10 p.m. at the American Legion. There will be food, a cash bar, a DJ, basket raffles, 50-50. Tickets are available by calling the Middletown Athletic Office at 948-3333. Proceeds benefit the Blue and Gold Club, helping Middletown Athletics. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
Welcome back to Middletown High School Gymnasium. We are at halftime here where Middletown leads Milton Hershey by a score of 36-28 in this big game, at least for Middletown for sure. It's also a big game for Milton Hershey, too, because these are two of the four teams that you can say play on the fast speed in this division. It's Milton Hershey, Trinity, Middletown, and Steele High are the four teams that are going to press the pace for sure, and they're regarded as the four best teams in this division. And Middletown with a
preseason Camp Hill was expected to be part of that, and they still maybe heard from the second half. But realistically, right now, what we actually have is that it's been Camp Hill not keeping up. It's been Steele High, Middletown, Trinity, and Milton Hershey basically as the teams to beat here.
And looking at this game, looking at the halftime stats in this one, we'll just roll down through those here. Milton Hershey with 13 from Donnie Baylor Carroll, and he had three three-pointers early in the first quarter of this one, but Middletown was able to slow him down a little bit. Carrington Smith comes off the bench. He only made one three-pointer all year, but he's got two in the second quarter of the game here tonight. Keontae Lucas with 4, Pedro Rodriguez 2, Dom Parker also with 2. Jaren Lyons has 1 for the Spartans. For Middletown, it is Ryan Hughes leading the way. He has got 11. Luke Marakovich also with 11 for Middletown. Chris Plummer with 6. Tyer Mills, Trey Leach, Mike Mattis, David Alcock, all with 2 points for Middletown here in the first half. And add them all up, and it is a 36-28 lead for Middletown here at halftime. So we'll take another break. When we come back, we'll be set for the second half to begin. Again, our score here at halftime is Middletown 36, Milton Hershey 28. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbottom Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have 2 locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown. For more information about joining the VFW Post 1620, you can call 944-3137 or check out VFWPost1620.com. Congratulations, Blue Raiders, from Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
Back Middletown Area High School Gymnasium. Steve Lee along with Brian Kaiser, DeMar Parker. Here we are at halftime. Middletown with an 8-point lead here at the break over Milton Hershey, 36-28. Battle of 9-2 teams. Milton Hershey 6-0 in mid-pen Capital Division play. The Blue Raiders are 4-1 and hoping to give everybody a loss in division play.
And let's share it with everybody.
Yeah.
I think it's a great way to go.
Yeah, Milton Hershey decided to give one to Trinity.
There you go.
Middletown needs to return the favor here and give one to Milton Hershey and tie things up going into the second half of the season.
I would say at this point, there's no doubt in my mind, Middletown has a bunch of Shamrock supporters right now because after Trinity lost, and by the way, almost lost the next game out to Steele High. So, it's maybe a little bit tighter division than you might think.
Inbounds pass, bad one. It's picked off by Milton Hershey, and going all the way to the other end is Dom Parker for an easy bucket. Not the way Middletown wanted to start the second half, especially since they had the ball. So it's 36-30, Middletown within its Mills at center circle for the Raiders. We'll get it down to Hughes. Low block, turns around to the bucket. Good.
Yeah, good spin. Got his defender on his back and had Lucas with no chance.
Quick pass, fired down. Sampson, low block, puts it up with the left hand. No good. Rebound is fought for. Hughes gets his hands on it, but it's going to be a jump ball as he had it along with Jaron Lyons. And it will be Milton Hershey getting the basketball in the alternating possession.
The adjustment for Milton Hershey, they have got to be able to get out and run. They're not a team of great shooters, so that means they got to get those sort of fast-break baskets.
Neil Carroll misses the three, but the rebound is safe from going out of bounds and now lost as Parker gets it along the baseline, and he lost it. And Middletown to inbound.
Adjustment for Middletown has to be to continue pushing the tempo but being safe on the break.
Nice pass from Hughes to Leach going down the right side of the lane, and Leach gets his second bucket of the game. It is 40-30, a double-digit lead here for Middletown. Sampson in the paint, turns, tries it, no good. Rebound is Mills. He'll bring it down behind the back, dribble. Kicks it back to Marakovich. He'll go to the foul line. Contested jumper from there is no good. Rebound, Keontae Lucas for the Spartans. Up court, Lucas taking it himself. Passes it over into the right corner to nobody. And out of bounds it goes.
Well, Middletown in the first half did lip service to the face guarding of Baylor Carroll. Second half, Leach isn't even worried about anything else. Leach is on Baylor Carroll from the second that Middletown no longer has the ball until the ball gets to back into a Middletown player hand. I mean, that is his job, and he has done a great job to start off the second half to make sure Baylor Carroll is not the guy who's going to beat Middletown.
Very aggressive man-to-man here as Leach tries to get around Lucas, and he will pass it in the middle and to nobody, but Lyons can't control it. He knocks it out of bounds.
Leach thought that Hughes was going to cut baseline. He then bounced back out. That's why that pass went to nobody. Fortunate for Middletown to get it back, and they have this 10-point lead.
To Marakovich to get it inbounds here right in front of the Middletown bench. They get it in. Hughes open for three. He'll take it. No good. Rebound. Plummer puts it back up. That's no good. Rebound tipped down into the corner, and it is going to go out of bounds off of the Raiders.
Great hustle from Middletown on the offensive glass. Just could not get that one to fall as Plummer outworking Sampson on the low block.
Spartans will bring it up the floor. It is Lucas, center circle. Spins around. Baylor Carroll now back over to Lucas. Going down the left side of the lane. Puts it up high off the glass and good. Keontae Lucas with six. It's 40-32. Middletown's lead cut to eight. Mills down in the corner. Plummer. Mills to the bucket. No. Rebound. Baylor Carroll coming away with it. Two on one if they hurry. And Baylor Carroll will be called for the charge.
Yeah, that's a charge. Mark Zerbe is absolutely apoplectic on the sideline. Holding his head in his hands. That's number three on Baylor Carroll. I'll be honest with you. I think it's a good call. Plummer came down the floor. He set himself up. If you're going to call the contact there at all, it's a charge.
And that's his third foul. And Marakovich with it for Middletown. Foul line gets caught in traffic. Now Hughes is going to, I guess, step on the end line.
They tried to make a move and didn't realize how close he was to that end line. And just big foot on it.
5:20 to go in the third. Middletown leads by 8, 40-32. Carrington Smith over to Rodriguez. Now it's Baylor Carroll. He lost his footing, lost the ball. Up court it goes to Hughes. Tries to get it to Plummer, but Sampson's going to knock it away, and Middletown will have possession in the front court.
How about that defense from Trey Leach? He is all over Baylor Carroll, not allowing him to breathe.
Mills to get it inbound, does so. Leach gets it, puts it up, and Sampson swats that one out of bounds.
Love the aggressiveness from Leach. Called for that one from the very beginning as he made a cut to the baseline. Beat Baylor Carroll there. That's why you have a 6'7" guy on the inside ready to reject anything that comes up.
Mouse pass gets to Marakovich in the front court left side. Now dribbles over to the right, to the right wing. Carrington Smith on him, and he'll hand it off to Hughes, and it will be a collision there as Smith, rotating off the screen, barrels into Ryan Hughes, and Carrington Smith gets his first foul.
Important few minutes here coming up as Kyle Truesdale will replace Trey Leach. Also, Mattis replaces Plummer, but it is now Truesdale who will have the defensive assignment against Baylor Carroll. Let's see if things change and if he gets any opportunities.
Mills in the front court, back to center circle. Gets around Lucas with the dribble. Goes into no man's land, out gets loose underneath, and I believe Sampson touched it last before it dribbled out of bounds.
Well, they stripped it from Mills, and nobody from Middletown touches, so regardless, it was going to be Blue Raider ball.
Mills pass gets to Truesdale. Marakovic, top of the key. He'll fire the three. It's good!
Great understanding from Truesdale of where the shooter was on the play. Marakovic was setting up top. Great touch pass on the assist.
Biggest lead of the game for Middletown at 11, 43-32. They get it into Sampson. He gets through Mattis, but it's poked away. I believe Hughes with the help D there knocked that one out.
Sampson wants the ball. The problem is every time he gets it, he's getting double-teamed off the ball, and he's losing it.
You know, Carroll gets it inbounds to Carrington Smith. He tries to dribble through everyone, goes to the bucket, no good. Rebound is loose, and Mattis finally gets it, but he fires a pass to Baylor Carroll. Down underneath, it gets to Rodriguez, and his shot is going to be blocked by Mattis.
He made the mistake on the outlet pass, so how do you make up for it? Erase the opportunity at the offensive end for Milton Hershey.
Leach and Plummer come back in for Middletown.
That's just a very, very brief break for Leach because he's playing such intense defense. Let him rest for about a minute, bring him right back in the game.
Taylor Carroll gets it inbounds. Carrington Smith, top of the key, working against Hughes, almost loses it, now lost it, and it's Hughes who picks it up. Hughes dribbling through the traffic, cuts over to Plummer, and he banks it off the glass and in.
It's the balance of Middletown, both offensively, but importantly defensively, that's telling the tale.
Lucas will bring it down into the paint, and he is going to be fouled. They're going to call Mattis.
Reached down with the arm. Crowd doesn't like him, but it's the right call. And just the first against Mike.
Keontae Lucas at the line. He is not one of the 50 guys from the free throw line. Makes the first one. He's actually 46% on the year.
But you know what? With a guy like Lucas, the athlete that he is and the gamer that he is, I'd rather have him on the line even with his poor shooting percentage.
Misses the second one. Mattis, the rebound for Middletown. Gives it to Plummer. Plummer in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline. Bounce pass to Leach. Off the screen from Plummer. Goes to the left now. Down the lane. He's going to get fouled. And that's going to be Keontae Lucas with his third.
Frustrated because he thought he had a clean pick from behind. The ball came out of the hands of Leach.
Inbounds pass goes off the body of Mattis and into the hands of a Spartan. Here comes Lucas. Down court, there's a shot underneath, up and good for Dom Parker, and he gets fouled.
And the mistake from Middletown was right off the bat, they tried to hit a cutting Mattis, but you can't hit a 6'7 guy with the razor-sharp pass at his ankles. And Hughes tried to thread that one in quickly and hard, just not recognizing who was there on the receiving end.
And Dom Parker makes the three-point play as he drains the free throw and pulls the Spartans within nine.
He usually averages four a game. He's already up at seven.
Hughes with a bad pass, trying to hit Plummer along the sideline. It goes out, and the Spartans will have control again as Leach and Marakovic come back in.
This is a very important stretch too here, guys, because Middletown starting to lose a bit of this lead, and Milton Hershey starting to get the pace where they want it to be.
Sampson, top of the key, hands it off to Lyons. Lyons goes over. That is to Parker. He'll try the runner in the lane. No good. Rebound put back up, but no good. But another foul called. And Jaron Lyons is going to go to the line here to shoot a couple as Mattis picks up his second.
And we know both these teams want the action to be fast-paced. They want it end-to-end. I would call Middletown's pace that they want, though, controlled chaos. Whereas I just think Milton Hershey wants chaos. Outside of Baylor Carroll, they want to go up and down the floor, and they just have no problem if guys are flying in passing lanes. All they want that kind of thing to happen because it gets them out on the fast break. Middletown, they want fast break opportunities, but they would rather be able to set up in the half court and also set something up as well.
And Lyons makes two free throws for Milton Hershey. They're only down by seven now. Marakovic, top of the key. Plummer will have it on the left side. Now across right elbow. Left elbow, Leach underneath to Plummer. His shot is going to be erased by Lyons, but it goes out of bounds. They can't run it down, and Middletown will have possession.
It's an excellent job by Lyons, help defense from the backside of that play, measuring Plummer and meeting that ball at the height of his jump.
Leach to the elbow over to Truesdale in the corner. Steps back. He'll fire the three. It's good.
That's a big one for Truesdale because now they've been sagging off him. You might have to respect his shot.
48-38. Raiders back up by 10. There is Baylor Carroll dribbling in from the left wing and will have a foul, a reach-in on Trey Leach, his first of the game.
That's really a smart fouling away for Leach, too, because he saw Baylor Carroll get by him. He knows how tight man-to-man defense. He's not going to have much help defense, not giving him an easy one, pick a non-shooting foul.
Baylor Carroll dribbles in, spins around, and Mattis will block his shot and almost saved it from going out of bounds.
I think that's three rejections now in this game for Michael Mattis. Just laying in wait for Baylor Carroll as he takes the ball strong to the hole.
The bounce pass gets to Lyons. Now Baylor Carroll off the screen. Good tries a three. No good. Rebound is going to be by Plummer along the baseline. He'll hand it off to Truesdale, and the Raiders will control.
Frustrated shot from Baylor Carroll because he hasn't gotten any opportunities to spot up from the outside 6 minutes into this third quarter.
Rakovich, Truesdale, long two-pointer. That's no good. Plummer gets the rebound out. Left elbow goes down mid-block. Tries a shot. No good. Rebound is by Sampson up court. He gets the Lyons to the bucket. Up and good.
And there's your example of Milton Hershey getting out on the break, and all it took was one little scoop pass underneath. Wasn't pretty, but it got them out with numbers.
48-40. Middletown's lead is 8. Raiders with the basketball. It's Trey Leach at center circle. Looks to get around Baylor Carroll. Instead goes over Marakovich, open for three. It's good again. Luke Marakovich's fifth three-pointer of the night, and the Raiders back up by 11, 51-40.
And Leach is going to get called for a foul, reaching in. He got behind Baylor Carroll, but at the other end, great job by Leach of forcing the help defense to come from off the wing and leave your spot-up shooter wide open out there where Marakovich could drain the triple.
Hughes and Mills back in for Middletown. Leach getting another deserved breather along with Truesdale. Lucas with it. Goes to Baylor Carroll, tries the turnaround shot. It's up and good. Hung off the front of the rim, but goes back through. 51-42. Middletown's lead is 9.
They're going to have to watch because Mills does not have a size advantage on Baylor Carroll, and Baylor Carroll is aware of that.
Hughes lost his footing. Now it's down court. Lucas able to pick it up, and he will put it up and no good, but a foul will be called on Middletown. Plummer Hughes. Not
That's
sure.
going to be Hughes. And Hughes is frustrated for multiple reasons, but he gave the ball away at the other end. And that's a place where, against this Milton Hershey team, you cannot mishandle the ball without a great deal of pressure and allow them to get out like that.
First shot from Lucas, no good. 1 for 3 now at the stripe, and again, he's 46% on the year. Pedro Rodriguez back into the game. Don Parker checks out for Milton Hershey. 1:05 to go in the third here. Middletown leads by 9. Second shot from Lucas is no good, but we have got a foul, a rebounding foul. That is going to go against Rodriguez.
Yeah, he pushed off underneath. Used the arm. Moved his man underneath. Correct call by the official.
And the Raiders with the basketball. A minute to go in the third. Mills breaks the double team into the front court. Rakovich, top of the key, open for three again. He'll take it again off the front of the rim this time, though. Sampson the rebound. Gets it to Baylor Carroll. Down along the baseline, Rodriguez, and he lost it on the baseline. He dribbled it down, hit the end line, and Middletown will have the ball.
The problem you're seeing, too, here, Steve, for Milton Hershey, is that when they're getting out on the break, notice how many times you've got guys who are jumping in the air before throwing a pass. And Middletown is staying home defensively when they do that. So it's making those passing lanes a lot more difficult, and you're seeing mishandled balls as a result.
Mills with it in the front court. Plummer, front court left side. Rakovich, front court right side. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. We'll see if Middletown tries to hold for one shot here as Leach has it. Over to Plummer. Back near center circle. He'll just hold. Now it's Mills. 18 to go in the quarter. Bounce pass Marakovich. It's by Lucas if he wants it. Down to Plummer along the baseline. Hughes, elbow. He'll work it to the bucket. High off the glass, no good. Rebound is by Lyons. They'll get it up court. Lucas going to the bucket. Up and good. 2 seconds to go. Inbounds pass goes to Hughes. Three-pointer at the buzzer. Back of the iron. No good. So we will take timeout. Our score after three quarters of play. It's Middletown 51. Milton Hershey 44, back with a fourth after this on the Fager Finkelbeiner Funeral Home. Blue Raider Sports Network.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
8 minutes of basketball left here from Middletown High School Gymnasium. Raiders lead the Spartans 51-44. Middletown starts fourth quarter with the basketball. It's going to be Leach. Plummer top of the key. Over to Mills on the left side. There's a pass that's going to be stolen momentarily. It is safe from going out of bounds. And now Lucas is going to control it. Couple behind the back dribbles, but finally Mills runs it down for Middletown. Mills up court. Plummer along the baseline. Back out to Mills. High pass. Now it's going to be knocked and stolen away by Licorice. Going down the lane. Spins to the bucket. Up and good. Crazy sequence. But the Spartans get a bucket now. They're within five.
Well, they switched defensively a little bit out of the man-to-man. Went a little zone to start off. And it confused Middletown and got that whole sequence going.
Mills in the right corner. He'll pass it off to Leach. Top of the key. Gets around his man. Now Marakovic found himself all alone, but the shot was too strong. But Hughes on the backside. Glass tips it up and in.
Marakovic with 17. Hughes now with 15. To lead Middletown as the ball knocked out of bounds in the backcourt by Leach. For the Spartans, it's Baylor Carroll with 15. Lucas with 9. And Parker with 7 to lead them.
The bounce pass goes to Lucas. Backcourt. Under 7 minutes to play here. The lead is 7 for Middletown. Milton Hershey with the basketball. Lucas bounce pass. Sampson. He will get it to Licorice. Goes back over to the right side. And we're going to have Lyons. And it's going to be an offensive foul against Lyons. That'll be his fourth.
Easy call for the official for one reason. Hughes was in good position. But that's a no call until Lyons extends the arm and pushes Hughes down, trying to clear some room.
So Ryan Hughes will walk it up the floor for Middletown. 6:35 to play. Raiders by 7. Marakovic, right wing. Plummer on the left side.
Got to get it back to Hughes here, who's got Lyons on a man-to-man. Try to pick up that fifth.
Leach will get it at the elbow. Shot blocked by Lyons. But back to Middletown it goes. Hughes top of the key. Hughes at the top. Over to Leach on the right side. Plummer, elbow, goes right down the lane, forces it up, no good. Rebound is by Milton Hershey. Plummer slow to get up. Here comes Lucas right down the lane, puts it up and in. Dante Lucas with 11, and now a quick steal. Booker Carroll, his shot is going to be blocked by Hughes, and they're going to give him the foul.
Lazy pass after the made bucket, and the third foul on Hughes. He had no fouls, incidentally, at halftime. He's picked up three of them here in the second half.
Shot by Baylor Carroll is no good. Scoreboard's wrong. It is 53-48.
There's one of these a game. Still working out some kinks in the...
Should be the score, and they are going to tally it up. There we go.
Yeah, both books have it the same.
So Baylor Carroll missed the first free throw. He will get His second one here.
And he's an 89% foul shooter, so him missing one is shocking.
And he will, as the numbers would dictate, make the second one, 53-49. But now it is a four-point game. Middletown with the lead and the basketball. Mills at the elbow on the right. Leach right wing. Marakovic. Foul line. Bounce pass back to Leach. Leach will go to the foul line over to Hughes. Left side. Comes back to Plummer at the top. Marakovic right side. Back to Plummer. Center circle. Plummer to the elbow. Marakovic open for three. It's on the way. It's good! And a foul after the shot.
That's going to be foul number three on Parker in a one-and-one situation. So Middletown should be at the line. Oh, check that. That's only foul number six.
I don't think it wouldn't be a shooting foul anyway.
It would because it's off the ball. It's not a player control foul.
Inbounds pass goes to Plummer, and he tips it up and in on the inbounds play, and it is 58-49.
Five-point possession forces a Milton Hershey timeout.
Timeout by the Spartans. We'll step out as well. 5:14 left to play in the fourth. It's Middletown 58, Milton Hershey 49. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Welcome back to Middletown High School Gymnasium. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser, Tamar Parker, Owen Hitter, our studio producer. John Wilsbach has entered for moral support, perhaps. 5:14 left to play in the fourth quarter. 58-49, Middletown leads by nine.
Actually, John's getting his ticket to the Blue and Gold Club dinner, which, by the way, is this Saturday from 6 to 10. $30 tickets. Get your information on those. I believe on the district website, if I'm not mistaken, on RaiderWeb.org.
Dante Lucas breaks the pressure, goes down to the baseline, puts a shot up, no good, but he will be fouled and shoot a couple as Tyre Mills is going to pick up his third foul of the game. First player for Middletown with three in the contest.
Basketball players always entertain me because none of them ever foul. So Mills is completely off balance. He's trying to chase Lucas. He finally catches up to him, and Lucas backs towards him, and Mills, still out of control, bangs into him, and he's asking what the foul is. It's a pretty easy one. And it is his third. So now Hughes and Mills with three each for Middletown. For Milton Hershey, it is Lyons with four, Baylor Carroll, Lucas, and Parker all with three.
Lucas made the first free throw, second one on the way. That was also good.
It's a seven-point game, 58-51 at the five-minute mark here in the fourth quarter.
They came back against Trinity in that fourth quarter in the game last week. There's Marakovic top of the key, over to Leach. Leach on the right side, goes to the top, over to Marakovic. Now it's Hughes, baseline left side. Fakes the drive, now comes back out into the front court. 4:40 to play. Mattis, top of the key. Plummer, right corner. Thought about it, but now he'll just dribble it
correct
back
move
out.
Yep. Gets applause from his coach, too, for being patient.
There's Leach. Nice pass to the bucket, up and good, and he's fouled. Great pass from Plummer. And Leach converts, and he'll have a chance for the three-point play.
And that right there is the exact reason you pull that ball back out. The three was open, but he hasn't shot them well today. You bring it back out top and wait for a better shot. You've got the lead, you've got time, and now you've got a nine-point lead in the fourth foul against Donye Baylor Carroll.
Leach at the line, and his shot is good.
Mills for Leach. Let's see if they try to go with Baylor Carroll here. This is also where a guy with the sort of defending style of Tyre Mills can sometimes annoy someone into that fifth personal foul on the offensive side.
4:20 to play. Raiders lead by 10 here, 61-51. Here's Lucas for three. That's way off. But the rebound goes long, and Lyons runs it down. Mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound, Mattis for Middletown. Gets it to Marakovic. Up court, Hughes. One-on-one with Sampson. Going to the bucket, up and good.
Slightly used the foot of Sampson to slow that pass down. It still got to its man, and Hughes up to 17.
And Middletown up by a dozen here with under four to play. Baylor Carroll, long three. That's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Hughes. Up court, Mills. To the bucket, up and good, and Baylor Carroll is out.
That's a poor decision from Baylor Carroll, but that is the frustration that he has found in this second half. Credit to Middletown defensively in this second half for taking him out of the game, both on the court and mentally as well, because that's a foul that he knows he can't give up, and he does it anyways.
Fifth foul on Donye Baylor. Carroll, he is out. Dom Parker checks in. And Tyre Mills trying to convert the three-point play to put Middletown up 15 here with 3:45.
And outside of the first quarter where he scored 11, Middletown shut him down. Trey Leach, a big part of that.
66-51. Inbounds pass gets to Rodriguez. Now it's back to Parker. Cross midcourt. His pass stolen away. Leach. All alone, to the bucket, up and good.
And without one more of their ball handlers and their only real true shooter that they have on the floor, now they're trying to create out of the half court.
And Lucas will try a three. That's no good. Rebound, Mills brings it down, has pressure from behind, gets it to Leach, tries the shot, and he's going to be fouled.
That'll be four on Lucas.
Yep.
And this one has now gotten away from Milton Hershey, and It was just a matter of time. They needed to make that push, and they really came out beginning of the fourth quarter, turned up the defensive intensity. Middletown was able to do something that, give them credit, it's not something normally in their nature. They were patient with the basketball, pulled the ball out, worked some half-court offense, and really got the pace of the game back where Milton Hershey was not as comfortable anymore.
Keontae Lucas will check out. Carrington Smith in. Leach makes the first free throw. He is 2 for 2.
No chance of this one. 39% shooter.
Oh, he is
on
fire. Fuego. And he makes the free throw and a timeout on the floor. We will take one as well. 3:19 left to play in the fourth quarter. It is Middletown 70. Milton Hershey 51 back after this on the Fager Fingerminer for your home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
Out of the timeout, 3:19 left to play in the fourth quarter. Raiders lead Milton Hershey 70-51. Inbounds pass goes to Sampson. Up court, Leach knocks it away, but into the hands of Carrington Smith. He'll try the shot, and we're going to get a foul called against Ryan Hughes.
That'll be number four. Right call. He was not yet really balanced defensively. Tried to sell it. Could not get away with it. What a huge statement win. Middletown is 3 minutes and 12 seconds away from scoring up. They came into this game playing a team that was just absolutely red hot in terms of Milton Hershey, playing with a ton of confidence, and have come in here in their own building and have been able to really play a great basketball game.
Next, 7 consecutive wins for this Milton Hershey team. Last loss was against Palmyra. There's Mattis with a pass. Plummer off the glass and good at the other end. And it is 72-51. Milton Hershey with a basketball. Smith will try another three. It is good. If nothing else, they found another three-point shooter on this team.
They needed somebody because outside of Baylor Carroll, they do not have guys who shoot the basketball well. They have to create everything because of their defense and tempo. Maybe Smith gives them another option.
Mills with it in the front court. Over to Plummer. Center circle. Chris Plummer. Little dribble down the left side of the lane. Puts it up no good. Rebound is by Milton Hershey. Parker brings it down. Goes over in the corner. Lyons, he'll step back. Tries the three. That is an air ball. Rebound safe from going out of bounds. And gets it into Sampson. Sampson, he'll try the three. Everybody's shooting threes here for Milton Hershey. Loose underneath. Smith gets it, but Leach steals it away and fires it back in off of Smith, out of bounds. Good play by Trey Leach.
That's what he does. I mean, he's just a heady player. This has been a very smart basketball game from this Middletown team. Something that they don't think they get enough credit for is their basketball IQ, and they've really shown it off today in understanding game situations.
Marakovic will be fouled out near center circle by Carrington Smith. And Marakovic to the line for Middletown, and he's been pretty good from the stripe this year, 84%.
Double bonus the rest of the way, too.
First shot on the way, good.
In our post-game show, DeMar Parker will be interviewing one of our Middletown Blue Raider players. Don't worry, folks. We've prepped him ahead of time. He is furiously coming up with his questions and who he's going to go to talk to.
20-point lead for the Raiders as Marakovic makes both of them. And Lyons along the baseline. He'll get fouled at the other end.
Mattis will pick up his third. And from here for Middletown, as we said, Northern Lebanon is the next game in 2 days. We'll have that game for you Thursday night. 7:30 is the tip time over at Northern Lebanon. And then the doubleheader on Friday, it will be Steel High, who has been playing some very good basketball also. That is not a game to overlook. And remember, that is a game where Middletown will be coming off of virtually no rest whatsoever because of the game the night before.
Second shot by Lyons is good after he missed the first. 74-55. Raiders lead by 19. And now the Raiders can clear the bench. Has to be a good feeling for Chris Sattel to be able to clear the bench here with a 19-point lead with a minute 42 left to play.
I'm sure he didn't expect to be able to do this. And as you said, a great feeling that your starters have come through and your bench players as well have come through with a great effort.
Marakovic double team, but here's a pass down low and a shot up and good by Parker, and Plummer gets the foul.
And let's not say anything yet because they brought in three guys off the bench. Alcock comes in, also Braden Smith and Kobe Sprecher. But the two guys who turned the ball over and then committed the foul are Marakovic and Plummer, who are two of the starters who are still in the game.
Parker makes the free throw, 74-58. Marakovic, double team. Plummer back over to Marakovic. He'll bring it up towards midcourt, crosses the center court stripe, over to the left side, stops, goes over, that is Braden Thomas, his pass is stolen away, here comes Parker, now I'm sorry, that's Licorice to the bucket, up and good, 74-60, lead is 14, Marakovic through the double team, Plummer along the sideline, bad pass, stolen by Parker. 3-on-2, Parker to the bucket, too strong, rebound by Sprecher. He has it, trying to get somebody to pass it to. Finally, does so to Plummer, he'll give it to Marakovic. 50 seconds to go. Triple teamed as Marakovic gets it to Thomas. Now Alcock in the front court. Alcock, right wing, dribbling around. Back to Marakovic. He'll circle back to midcourt. 33 seconds left. Marakovic got away with a carry. Official's not interested in calling any fouls or turnovers at this point. Plummer back near center circle. 20 seconds to go. Plummer along the sideline. Hands it off. Marakovic again. 14 seconds left. Home side very appreciative of the effort here tonight by the Middletown Blue Raiders.
Huge win and a statement game for Coach Chris Sattel's team.
Final seconds will tick off, and the Middletown Blue Raiders will move to 10-2, and everybody with at least a loss in Mid-Penn Capital Division play. We'll take timeout. Our final score, Middletown 74, Milton Hershey 60. Back with the post-game show after this here on the Fager Fink and Minor Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
CME Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. CME Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's CME Lawn Care and Landscaping, 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972. The Blue and Gold Club will hold its annual dinner dance Saturday, January 21st from 6 to 10 p.m. at the American Legion. There'll be food, a cash bar, a DJ, basket raffles, 50-50. Tickets are available by calling the Middletown Athletic Office at 948-3333. Proceeds benefit the Blue and Gold Club, helping Middletown Athletics. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home. The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown. For more information about joining the VFW Post 1620, you can call 944-3137 or check out VFWPost1620.com. Congratulations, Blue Raiders, from Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620.
And welcome back here to Middletown Area High School Gymnasium. Brian Kaiser with you here on the post-game show. 74-60, huge win for the Blue Raiders tonight. And DeMar Parker has found our interview today.
Yep.
DeMar.
Yeah, we have Luke Markridge here. You played a great game, Luke.
Thank you.
I lead the team with 22 points. And I hit a lot of threes today. Are you feeling it today?
Yeah, I was feeling it. You know, I was just shooting and it was just going in. I don't know. I was just putting it up.
And y'all playing great defense in the second half. Like, I'm probably the best player on the team, forcing a lot of turnovers and going good on a fast break.
Yeah, the number two, or Baylor, he got into foul trouble, so we got a break there, and then we just pressured it, just played how we usually do.
A couple of games, you have been a little struggling shooting your threes. Now you got like 6 threes today. Is that going to happen the rest of the game, rest of the year?
I don't know. I mean, we shoot a lot in practice, and I just shoot it and pray, hope it goes in.
You expended a lot of energy in this game. The entire team did. I'm sure that it was a big focus in practice this week. How important the defensive side of the ball, how much did Coach Sattel really push that upon you guys coming into this game where it's going to be determined on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, he said that since they're so athletic, we got to keep it low, keep the score low, so we have a chance to win. And we just play hard on defense, and we got it done.
Congratulations, Luke. Great game tonight and a big win for this team. And You got more basketball to play as this entire season is. Is that one of those things where, as a basketball player, you love to go back out there again, but at the same time, at what point do you really wish, you know, I wish we had a day off here at some point?
Well, when we have games like this, back-to-back, we get a lot of break at practice, get some jumpers in and get out quick, so we get our rest in.
There you go. It's a coach who understands. And a team that gets it as well. Great performance from you guys. Congratulations, Luke.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us here. And DeMar, good job. Thank you as well. And we're going to run down the final statistics of this one quickly as Middletown victorious tonight by a score 74-60. Luke Marakovic, the leading scorer tonight, 22 points. His biggest scoring outburst since the opening game of the season when he had 28 against Steel High. 17 tonight for Ryan Hughes. Add that to the point total, and Hughes now sitting at 972 points going into the game against Northern Lebanon. So a season high for him against Northern Lebanon of 28 would get him to the 1,000-point mark. Otherwise, there's probably a good chance that that's going to happen at the Steel High game as well. Chris Plummer, 12 points tonight. Trey Leach, 11 points, and also had a lot of the man-to-man marking of Baylor Carroll, especially in that second half of play. 5 points for Tyer Mills. Kyle Truesdale hit a timely three-pointer for his only bucket of the game. David Alcock had 2 points, and Michael Mattis had 2 points as well for the Blue Raiders. For the Spartans, it was 16 for Donye Baylor Carroll. 11 of those, though, in that first quarter, and he ends up fouling out of the game after scoring just 5 points in the last three quarters of play. Keontae Lucas chips in with 13 points. Dom Parker with 10 points in this one. 9 for Carrington Smith, all in three-point baskets. 6 for Jaron Lyons, 4 for Jelani Licorice, and 2 for Pedro Rodriguez. And no points for Chris Sampson, the 6'7" center for this Milton Hershey team. Could not get on the board in this game. And, gentlemen, this game specifically, a huge win here for Middletown. But for Milton Hershey, a missed opportunity.
Yeah, it really was a missed opportunity because they had a chance to sit alone at the top, and it would really put Middletown in dire straits because Middletown would have two losses, and really they would only have to worry about Trinity. If they would have won this game tonight and then beat Trinity the second half, they would likely walk away with the division crown. Now, it's up for grabs. It's game on between these three teams, and of course you got Steel High still sitting down there basically in fourth place in division. And that is no easy game, and no. Middletown will have to go over to the roller pit on Friday, and that's going to be a tough game. But one other thing, Middletown, January 31st, Trinity, here at home, February 1st at Milton Hershey.
Right, back-to-back games.
Yes.
That's a tough ask as well, and that's, of course, as a result of the success of the football team.
Right.
It was wonderful at the beginning of the year, and it's going to potentially not be as wonderful at the end of the year. Two really tough places, too, for Middletown to play. And you talked about the roller pit already. The other one is the place that I not affectionately call the dungeon over at Milton Hershey, a place where I don't know if Middletown's ever won a basketball game, even when they weren't any good.
The old dungeon was the dungeon.
I'm still calling it the dungeon because until you win there, you can still call it the dungeon.
That old place up on the hill there across from Hershey Park Drive, that was literally
yes.
the dungeon. But, yeah, in spirit, we can still call the Spartan Center. So, yeah, we'll still call it the dungeon.
I've played at the dungeon and scored in the wrong basket on my on my own team before, okay? I understand the dungeon. And I don't care where you go. It is a dungeon wherever you are playing Milton Hershey on their home floor because they are tough. DeMar, your final thoughts on this one because a great win for Middletown, and they did so many things well.
Yeah, that was a great win for this game. Coming in, people thought it was going to be like some kind of tough game, foul to the end, but Middletown played real good on offense and defensively.
And able to pull away in that second half, they got Baylor Carroll, the one shooter, in foul trouble and able to pull away for the victory.
Yeah, but one point there in the fourth quarter, Milton Hershey was able to pull within 4 points at one point, 53-49, but then the Raiders, it was, 18-3.
And the key was the five-point play.
Yeah.
The five-point play, because it was a five-point game at that time, I believe, and then Yeah, Marakovic hit a three, and Plummer gets fouled on the inside, and they end up turning that inbounds opportunity into another basket that extended that to a double-digit lead. And from there, they didn't look back. So a huge win for Middletown, and just game one of four straight games at Days of Basketball here on WMSS. Let's preview that for you. Tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock, will be the women's LVC versus Messiah matchup. On tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, it will be the men's LVC versus Messiah game. Messiah in women's play, number 25 in the nation in Division III. And on the men's side, it's a big game between two teams that are around the same ranking as far as the division. It's a Messiah team playing a lot better as of late, and it's an LVC team who desperately has to control their home floor. Then on Thursday night, 7:30 will be the tip time as Middletown's boys go over to Northern Lebanon to play there in a non-conference game. And then on Friday, it will be a doubleheader at Steele High. We'll have the girls at 6 and the boys at 7:30. And remember, one of those two games we would expect Ryan Hughes to have a real chance to get his 1,000th point, as again, he is sitting right now at 972. And for somebody who averages and is pretty steady at the 17.5 point total, that would be in that Steele High game. But a big outburst could do it from Thursday night. You don't want to miss that one as well. So join us the next three evenings for basketball here on WMSS. And that's going to do it from here for our studio producer, Owen Hedder, for DeMar Parker, and for Steve Leedy. This is Brian Kaiser saying good evening from Middletown Area High School Gymnasium. The Blue Raiders make it a three-way race in the mid-Penn Capital with a 74-60 win over the previously in-division unbeaten Milton Hershey Spartans. You heard it here on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Blue Raiders Sports Network. Today's game was brought to you in part by the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, BFW Post 1620, Umstead Plaza Barbershop, Jade East Junction, Gingrich Memorials, Middletown Home, With Kids in Mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser Remax Realty, and Black Horse Tavern. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS.